Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about Groundhog Day. Yesterday was Groundhog Day, when groundhogs are believed to poke their noses out of their burrows to see if spring has yet arrived. If the sun is shining, so the story goes, the groundhog is frightened by his shadow and jumps back into his hole, giving us 6 more weeks of winter. If, on the other hand, he doesn't see his shadow, that means that spring is just 6 short weeks away. If we look more closely at Groundhog Day, however, we can find a much more profound story, a story that combines bits of our European heritage with pieces of Native American tradition. For Groundhog Day has spiritual and mystical meaning that is not immediately evident in this charming little folklore aphorism. In the British Isles, it was the tradition that sunny weather on Candlemas Day, February 2nd, meant more winter was still to come. But stormy or cloudy weather indicated that winter had finally run its course. Here, there was no intercession of groundhogs or marmots, as they were known in Britain, just folk weather prognostication. But in Germany, the appearance of the little hedgehog was the herald of spring. When German settlers came to North America, they brought this folklore with them. In North America, alas, they found no hedgehogs, but they did find groundhogs. Perhaps they gained some understanding about the groundhogs in Native American mythology because, as we shall see, the groundhog was just the right animal for the job of welcoming spring. There are 8 species of groundhogs, or marmot, worldwide. Groundhogs are burrowing rodents of the squirrel family. Our groundhog is black-footed with coarse reddish-brown fur, a solitary animal, active during the day, who makes elaborate homes underground consisting of tunnels, multiple exits, and storage rooms. Groundhogs are true hibernators, sleeping in their burrows for 4 to 6 months each winter. During hibernation, their body temperature drops from 96 degrees to 40 degrees, nearly freezing. Their respiration slows to 1 breath per minute, and their heart rate drops to 4 or 5 beats per minute. They are in an altered state, not dead, but not fully living either. They have entered another dimension. Here in the Northeast, we call groundhogs woodchucks. Remember the children's tongue twister asking how much wood a woodchuck could chuck? In reality, woodchucks have little to do with wood. The name woodchuck comes from an Algonquin word, akakwawidjik, that means the one who burrows. Shortened to widjik, it was the name heard by settlers who called the animal woodchuck. The February moon in Algonquin tradition was called akakwawidjikissis, woodchuck moon. But why would the woodchuck be associated with the moon of this time of year, especially when woodchuck is still fast asleep under the ground? Woodchuck was an important figure in Algonquin mythology. She was Grandmother Woodchuck, the grandmother of Glooskabe, the Algonquin culture hero. Grandmother Woodchuck was Glooskabe's guide, advisor, and teacher. She admonished him when he acted foolishly and taught him about the consequences of his actions to himself and to others. Grandmother Woodchuck was the earth shaman who lived deep underground, close to the earth's heart. She absorbed the earth's wisdom and shared it with those who sought it. Grandmother Woodchuck's winter hibernation represents a shaman's journey to the world of spirit. She enters a death-like trance, like a shaman's altered state of consciousness, traveling to other dimensions, and she brings back knowledge to enlighten and heal. Grandmother Woodchuck taught Glooskabe everything he knew. She instructed him in the ethics of caring for the land and for all those that live on the land. Knowing the future as well as the past, Grandmother Woodchuck advised Glooskabe on the wisest path to peace and plenty, to harmony and happiness. So Woodchuck Moon honors her shamanic journey to the deep wisdom of the earth. When Grandmother Woodchuck emerges from her burrow on Groundhog Day, she does much more than predict the inevitable end of winter and start of spring. Rather, she symbolizes the link between the inner and outer worlds, the mystical and material realms. Grandmother Woodchuck is the messenger who brings up the wisdom of the deep, loving earth to us, her children. O Grandmother Woodchuck, dream your wise dreams, and when you climb shaman-like back to our world, we await the wisdom you will bring to us. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.